AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans in the House are trying to advance a bill that would reauthorize a crucial national security surveillance program. A conservative revolt prevented similar legislation from reaching the floor. Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse says it's another example of a Republican blockade.
Instead of debating core issues like lowering costs, growing the middle class, building safer communities, addressing our critical national security needs, we've spent yet another week here in Washington wasting time.
Rules Committee Chair Michael Burgess says this is Plan B that would reform and extend a section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as Section 702.
Ultimately, this legislation will ensure that the appropriate guardrails are in place to safeguard American constitutional rights and help keep Americans safe.
It's unclear if Speaker Mike Johnson will have the Republican support necessary to move ahead. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index shows the economy has ticked down, but remains near a recent high, with Americans' outlook largely unchanged this year. Two Palestinians were killed in confrontations with Israeli forces in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Hamas says one of those killed was a local commander. Media reports say Memorial Hermann Texas Medical Center in Houston stopped its liver and kidney transplant programs after discovering a doctor manipulated records for liver transplant candidates. The doctor was not identified, and the hospital did not respond to requests for comment by the AP. A government investigation is underway. Officials in Oakland, California, voted to change the name of the city's airport to San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. San Francisco City Attorney David Hsu is threatening a lawsuit.
We've had these trademarks for so long that they're incontestable under federal law.
San Francisco officials say the Oakland Airport name change will confuse travelers. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks fell on Wall Street Friday after a mixed start to earnings reporting season. The S&P 500 sank 0.6% Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite sank 0.8%. Banks and other financial firms kicked off the latest round of corporate earnings. J.P. Morgan Chase fell after giving a forecast for a key source of income that fell below analysts' estimates. That overshadowed some better-than-expected profit reports from other big banks, including Citigroup. The pressure is always on companies to produce fatter profits, but it's particularly acute now given worries that interest rates may stay high for a while. Worries about tensions in the Middle East are also sending oil higher and treasury yields lower. Damian Troisi, New York.
Archaeologists in Italy excavating at the volcano eruption site in Pompeii uncovered a banquet hall decorated with mythological characters inspired by the Trojan War. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.